Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. We're looking at narco-terrorism and gangsters. At the same time, we're looking at what you'd have to say are national states who have bad intentions. However, one of the states that has long been a close ally of the United States and regarded as benign, successful capitalist state is Colombia. Colombia is now under the presidency of a man who sees himself as a revolutionary, I guess. He was once time a guerrilla, but now he looks to be a leader in the Americas from the left side of the equation. And therefore, Professor can help me with a headline from these last days. Colombia's President Petro suggested that Ivan Mordisco, the commander of the Estado Mayor Central rebel group, was planning to have him assassinated by snipers. I stopped there, Professor. What? Petro is going to be fearful of assassins in Colombia? He was campaigning before the presidency on bringing all the alienated gangs in from the cold, making deals like the FARC deal. What's happened?
Well, a little bit of the story, John. The Colombian government had made tremendous progress against the two major insurgent groups, the FARC and the ELN, from the time of its conservative president, Alvaro Uribe, through a number of others. However, in part because of that success, but also with some political sympathies otherwise, a centrist Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, engaged in a peace deal. It was really a flawed deal that tried to demobilize the FARC with the idea of peace, but that ended up not working out well. It ended up feeding a lot of the demobilized FARC into the coffers of the ELN. Some went into the hands of other conservative, essentially narco groups, a group that was then called the Urabeños, or now known as the Gulf Clan. And cocaine production from about 2017 just exploded in Colombia. There is a brief government of another conservative government, that Iván Duque, that tried to keep things under control, although his government was really battered by, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. And then after that, you had Colombia's most left president, perhaps in recent memory, Gustavo Petro, a former M19 guerrilla, who came to power saying, we're going to do something new. We're going to negotiate peace with everyone, with the new fragments of the FARC who are still on the field, with the remnants of the ELN, even with the criminal groups like the Gulf Clan. And as before, in an environment where you have cocoa production taking off, where you have increasing violence in the countryside from these fighting groups, this has been spectacularly unsuccessful. And so group after group, so you had the ELN, its attempt to negotiate peace with Petro has essentially fallen apart. But they say, even though the accord has expired, we're still not going to attack the government. You had another faction of what was the FARC, called the Segundo Marquetalia, who just re-entered talks. You have the old kind of hardcore narcos, the Clan del Golfo, who rejected a deal because they said it was not lucrative enough to work with the Petro regime. One of the other groups that Petro tried to negotiate with, again, essentially the remnants of the narco portion of the FARC, what they called the National Command Group, or the Estado Mayor Conjunto. Its leader, Iván Mordisco, was one of the ones whose negotiations with the Petro government fell apart. And so the latest essentially chapter of this kind of Mexican telenovela is Petro now saying that there's evidence that even Mordisco, who has basically return to conflict against Petro after his failed peace negotiations, is now trying to kill Petro himself. But overall, it really is part of the sad unraveling of a country which for a while was making, through the application of law and order, some very serious progress against both the criminal and ideological groups that for literally 60 years had torn it apart. But again, now sadly appearing to continue a deterioration and fragmentation in that same direction of narco-violence, corruption, cocoa production, and again, you know, what is almost farce or tragicomedy with episodes like, even more disco threatening the life of Petro.
What you're describing, Professor, is Petro's failed presidency. This is not minor, because Petro has been seen as a major figure emerging from the pink tide, it was called, condescendingly, when these presidents moved into the palaces or White Houses, the equivalent. And Petro made promises that now look out of reach. Is that how to read this?
Absolutely, John. One way or another, just about everything that Petro promised to do things in a new way has fallen apart. He made some legislative progress with a new tax deal, but a lot of his other proposals to reform the healthcare system that the Colombians really thought was working and didn't want reformed stagnated in Congress. His talk about reforming the pension system that, again, the Colombians thought was pretty good and didn't want reformed also fell apart in Congress. Some of his other initiatives really have remained paralyzed. His attempts at total peace have actually produced more violence and more corruption. His desire to try to eliminate the perception of abuses by the very professional Colombian military against the population has resulted in a situation where many of the leadership of these criminal groups have not been fully attacked, and thus they've consolidated their power. And so what you see really is kind of a spiraling out of control. Legislatively, economically, investors are just staying away from Colombia. Investment in Colombia fell 24.3% last year, 2023. The Colombian peso, when Petro first came in, rose to 5,000 pesos per dollar. It used to be around 2,400, so it's about half what it used to be, although it's gotten a little bit better. And so at the end of the day, among Colombians, my Colombian friends and colleagues that I talk to, there's just a level of depression and frustration with what the country has descended into. And I think really kind of a true desire for change, although Petro still has a bit of time yet to run on his presidency.
Finally, Professor, because we're watching climate change debate around the world, the fires in the Amazon are now reported at the highest level since 2005 in more than 20 years. And there is no single explanation: the drought, natural causes, and deliberate arson has been the story for some time to claim Amazon land as farmland. We have about a minute. What does the destruction of the Amazon mean to the rest of us, Professor? Please help me remember my 20th century science.
Absolutely, John. Well, the Amazon, and really the whole Amazon basin, not just Brazil, but the way that it extends into some of the plains of Colombia, the jungle regions of Peru and Bolivia, extending down into the swampland, what they call the Pantanal that goes into Paraguay and others. That whole ecosystem not only sustains a biodiversity, which is important for the production of medicine and any number of other things in ecological terms.
30 seconds, Evan. Go ahead.
The process in which the Amazon absorbs and cleans carbon and takes carbon dioxide out of the air and produces oxygen. The Amazon is thus oftentimes referred to as the lung of the world, its other attributes. And so to lose part of that lung means to accelerate the production of, or at least the release of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which from a global warming standpoint is not a good thing.
Professor Evan Ellis, The New World Report. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.